Thank you, brother. Our scripture reading comes from the book of Luke, chapter 15, and I'll read in English first from verses 11 to 32. Luke chapter 15, verses 11 to 32. 我们今天早上
要读的圣经是路加福音第十五章。十五章，我又先从十一节啊，我们弟兄先从啊十一节读到三十二节，用英文读，然后我们才用中文读。
And he said, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country where he wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in the land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of the country, and he sent him into his field to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husks that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, How many of my father's hired servants have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on him and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his servants, Bring forth the best robe, and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand, and shoes on his feet, and bring him hither the fatted calf, and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead, and is alive again. He was lost and is found, and they began to be merry. Now the elder son was in the field, and as he came and drew nigh to the house, he heard music and dancing. And he called one of the servants and asked what these things meant. And they said unto him, Thy brother is come, and thy father has killed the fatted calf, because he had received him safe and sound. And he was angry and would not go in. Therefore came his father out and entreated him. And he answering said to his father, Lo, this many years do I serve thee, neither transgressed I at any time thy commandment, and yet thou never givest me a kid, that I might make merry with my friends. But as soon as this son was come, which had devoured thy living by harlots, thou hast killed for him the fatted calf. It was meat. And he said unto him, Son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine. It was meet that we should make merry and be glad, for this thy brother was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. The Lord will bless the public reading of his holy word.
我们现在用中文来读这路加福音十五章十一节到三十二节。耶稣又说，一个人有两个儿子，小儿子对父亲说，父亲，请你把我应得的家业分给我。他父亲就把家产业分给他们。 过了不多几日，小儿子就把他一切所有的都收拾起来，往远方去了，在那里任意放荡，浪费资财，即耗尽了一切所有的，又遇着那地方大遭饥荒，就穷苦起来，于是去投靠那地方的一个人，那人打发他到田里去放猪，他恨不得拿猪所吃的豆荚充饥，也没有人给他。他醒悟过来就说，我父亲有多少的故宫，口粮有余，我倒在这里饿死吗？我又起来到我父亲那里去，向他说，父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你，从今以后我不配称为你的儿子，把我当作一个故宫吧。于是起来往他父亲那里去，相离还远，他父亲看见就动了慈心，跑去抱着他的颈项，连连与他亲嘴。儿子说，父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你，从今以后我不配称为你的儿子。父亲却吩咐仆人说，把上好的袍子快拿出来给他穿，把戒指戴在他的指头上，把鞋穿在他的脚上，把那肥牛犊牵来宰了，我们可以吃喝快乐，因为我这个儿子是死而复活，是又得的。他们就快乐起来。那时大儿子在田里，他回来离家不远，听见坐月跳舞的声音，便叫过一个仆人来问着是什么事。仆人说，你兄弟回来了，你父亲因为得他无灾无病的回来，把肥牛犊宰了。大儿子却生气不肯进去，他父亲就出来劝他。他对父亲说，我服侍你这么多年，从来没有违背过你的命，你并没有给我一只山羊羔叫我和朋友一同快乐，但你这个儿子和娼妓吞进了你的产业，他一来你倒为他宰了肥牛犊。父亲对他说，儿啊，你常和我同在，我一切所有的都是你的，只是你这个兄弟是死而复活，是又得的，所以我们应当快乐。
I'm sure we have all heard about Charles Dickens.
我们可能听过查尔斯·狄更斯这个人。
He was a famous American novelist.
他是美国很出名的一个作家。
Once Charles Dickens was asked what he thought was the best short story in the English language.
他曾经有人问他说，你觉得在英文里面最出名最好的短的故事是什么？
And his reply was The Prodigal Son.
他的回答是，就是浪子回头的比喻的故事。
We have just read the story of the prodigal son.
我们刚才就读了浪子的比喻这个故事。
And although the prodigal son consumes much attention in this story,
虽然在这故事里面，这个浪子很多的篇幅是来描述这个浪子的。
And he is the character we most identify with.
他也是我们觉得很跟我们自己相同的。
The story is not actually about the prodigal son.
但是你知道这个故事其实不只是又来说浪子的。
It is about the loving father.
他主要呢是讲到这个慈爱的父亲。
The fundamental message of this parable is rooted in the love of the father for his two sons.
所以这个故事里面最重要的中心点乃是建立在他是慈爱的父亲爱他的两个儿子。
The father is the main character in this story, and he is mentioned no less than 12 times in the span of verses that we read together.
在我们今天所读的这一段的经文里面，这父亲乃是里面的主角，因为他总共出现了12次。
This story is the definitive parable of grace.
所以这一个比喻真的跟我们点明出什么叫做恩典。
It is about the God who scandalously bestows favor on the unworthy and undeserving.
因为他向我们表明出我们的天父是用他何等大的慈爱来赐给这个不配得的儿子。
Yet this famous parable is often misunderstood because we focus too much on the prodigal son.
但我们常常的错误的利用这一个浪子的比喻，因为我们常常所注意的只是浪子。
The true star of this story is the loving father, not the prodigal son.
因为这一个比喻里面的主角是父亲，而不是浪子。
The prodigal son is significant only to the degree that he highlights and spotlights the grace of God.
所以这浪子他的重点是在于显明出这个神的恩典临到他身上。
The word prodigal in English means reckless or wasteful.
所以在英文这个浪子单词是像中文解释的是一个浪荡的儿子，还是也是一个非客无度的孩子。
It means to spend until you have nothing left.
他这个意思来说，一个儿子把他所有一切的产业都花光了，一点都不留下来。
The word prodigal does not mean a runaway.
所以英文里面浪子不只是说这孩子是离家出走。
And perhaps the word prodigal more appropriately refers to the father than the son.
所以我们觉得说这个浪子这个词，可能这个英文的词可能更适用于在父亲的身上，而不是儿子身上。
Because the story is about the reckless love of God.
因为我们发现的这个比喻里面点明出来的，那是父亲是恣意的非客他的爱在孩儿子的身上。
And we want to highlight the love of God which is spoken about in this parable this morning.
而今天早上我们就特别的来讲在这个比喻里面所描述的这父亲的爱。
Here we have a father with two sons.
这里我们看见有一位父亲和他的两个儿子。
And the younger son comes to him and says, Father, give me my share of the property that is coming to me.
小儿子就对父亲说，父亲，请你把我应得的家业分给我。
He wants his dad's money.
因为他想要得到他父亲的钱财。
But he no longer wants his dad.
但是他却不要自己的父亲。
He is in fact saying, "My wish is that you would die."
好像对父亲是这样说话，说父亲你快点死吧，之后把产业分给我。
So that I can have your money.
而这样你的钱就变成我的钱。
And since you are not dying, I cannot wait till you die.
而因为你到现今还没有死，所以我等不了了，我又走了。
Just give me my share now, and I will go away.
你把我该得的产业分给我，我拿着就走。
For those of you who are parents, how would you feel if one of your children came to you and demanded your share while you were still alive?
所以我们当中做父母的，若是你的儿子亲自到你这里来，当你还活着的时候，他就跟你有分财产。
According to the Jewish law of inheritance,
照着犹太人分产业的律法，
The younger son was entitled to 1/3 share of the father's inheritance.
他们当中小儿子只能分得父亲家产的三分之一，
And the older son was entitled to the remaining 2/3.
但是作为长子乃是可以得到剩下的就是两分之三，三分之二。
And that entitlementonly eventuates after the death of the father.
而这个财产合理的分这个财产是必须等到父亲真正的死去了，过世了。
If you had a rebellious son like the prodigal son in our story,
你说今天有一个儿子就像我们所读的这个浪子这样的，
you could kill him according to the book of Leviticus chapter 20 and verse 9.
所以照着犹太人律法在利未书 二十节二十章二十五节那里，做父母的就可以把这样的儿子给打死。
And also according to first century Jewish custom,
又照着犹太人第一世纪的遗传的传统。
Such a son like the prodigal could be cut off from his family.
说像这浪子这样的儿子是可以从家里给赶走的。
Where the community would gather together and break apart.
之后这些周围的邻居会聚在一起，然后把一个罐子打破了。
And after the breaking of the pot, the community would say, so and so is out of this family.
做了这样的一个行为之后，就说把这个人从这个家里面好像赶出去了。
And the community would have nothing to do with that wayward person from then on.
之后不只是这里家里的人，连周围的邻居他们都再也不会跟这个儿子有任何的来往。
Did the father exercise his right and cut off the son from the family or have him stoned to death?
我们问说这个比喻里面的父亲有没有使用他的权柄说把这个儿子给打死呢？
Absolutely not.
我们所读的是没有。
In fact, the father gives the son his inheritance.
我们读到的是父亲就把产业分给他。
Even when he is alive.
就是当他还活着的时候。
And the father, by doing it, demonstrates grace.
而父亲这样对待他的儿子，乃是将恩典给显明出来。
He demonstrates grace towards the prodigal son.
他把恩典显在临到这个浪子的身上。
Now grace is unmerited favor.
所以我们说恩典乃是我们不该得到的。
It is kindness that we don't deserve.
就是神的我们所不该得的慈爱却临到我们。
Asking for an inheritance while the father was alive was the ultimate act of dishonor.
所以当父亲还活着的时候就要求要分家产乃是对父亲最大的不尊重。
In the face of utter rejection, the father gives a gift that impedes his own livelihood.
所以因着儿子的请求父亲就把他自己养生的产业分给了他。
When the son squandered all his money and decides to return to the father,
所以当这个儿子去到远方而又浪费了他所有的资产，
the father notices him from a distance.
而儿子回来的时候，父亲就远远地看见了他。
The father runs to him and embraces him.
父亲就跑过去抱着他的颈项连连与他亲嘴。
He does not allow his son to finish his confession.
而他还不让儿子能够完全的认他自己的罪。
Because full restoration has already been granted.
因为在父亲的眼中他已经从心里饶恕了他的儿子而接纳这个儿子。
Now this act would have been culturally completely unexpected.
说这样的父亲的做法是在当时他们那个社会是人家所想象不到的。
After what the son had done.
特别是儿子曾经这样对待了父亲。
Before the son goes to the father.
在儿子回到父亲那里去之前。
He expects to be treated as a hired servant at best.
他自己的估计乃是父亲只会把他当作一个雇工吧。
Yet he is given his full status as a son.
当他没想到父亲却让他成为了又再次的成为他儿子的地位。
The father holds nothing back to receive or to celebrate the return of his child.
父亲看见儿子的回来就没有任何留下任何的地步说不把他上好的一切赐给他而和他一起的快乐起来。
Now we read that having received his inheritance, the prodigal son did not just move out of his father's house.
我们发现读这个比喻的时候，这浪子当他分得了家业的时候，不只是搬到另一个地方去住。
He moved out of his father's country.
他乃是收拾起来往远方去，离开了自己父亲的家园。
It was not good enough to move to the other side of the city.
他觉得只是把搬到城市的另外一边去住还不够。
He went to the other side of the world.
他乃是出走到远方，到世界的另一方去了。
And the term far country indicates this Jewish boy moved to a pagan land.
所以在犹太的传统里面，这浪子往远方去，乃是去到外邦人的国度里。
And this was a complete repudiation of his father's value system.
而我们看见，这是他父亲心中所有的孤寂。
He no longer had to submit to his father's rules.
因为他觉得这样离开了国家，就再也不会受到父亲的管辖。
He no longer had to receive his father's permission.
而他再也不需要得到做什么事情都不需要得到父亲的同意。
He no longer had to abide with his father's curfew.
而他也不需要任何得到父亲的约束。
He was his own man now, not his father's son.
因为他自己现在已经独立成人，不是一个父亲的儿子。
Now, friends, think of that for a minute.
所以朋友，我们花一点时间来思想这件事情。
Does that sound familiar at all to you?
这所说的这一切，你听起来觉得熟悉吗？
Of course it does.
当然是很熟悉的。
Because this is the story of each one of us.
因为这是我们每一个人的故事。
It is true of you and it's true of me.
对你是真的。对我也是真实的。
We want to control our lives independent of God.
因为我们都尝试着又独立而不受神的管制。
In Genesis chapter 3 verse 6, the serpent explained why Eve should eat the forbidden tree.
所以在创世纪第三章，这个蛇就对女人解释她为什么应该吃那个果子。
The serpent said, for God knows,that when you eat of it, your eyes will be open, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil.
因为蛇对女人说，因为神知道你们吃的日子，眼睛就明亮了，你们便如神，能知道善恶。
The first sin was the result of human ambition to be like God.
所以我们看见人起初犯的罪，那是因着人的野心想要跟神一样。
So is every other sin.
而在其他的罪也都是出于这一点。
Our sinful nature does not want to have a relationship with God.
我们是罪性不愿意跟神有任何的关系。
We want to be our own gods.
因为我们想自己做神。
And we want to use the true God to help us.To serve ourselves better.
而我们也只想利用神来更好的使自己得到享受。
And like the prodigal son, we want to be independent.
而像这浪子一样，我们所要的是追求独立。
But we want God to finance our independence.
但同时，我们需要神来供给我们生活上所需要的一切。
The prodigal's request was proof that he could not make it.On his own.
所以浪子的比喻告诉我们，他靠自己是不行的。
Yet he was determined to control his own life, independent of his father.
但是他还是要执意的，愿意离开父亲，自己独立。
We are told that the prodigal squandered his property in reckless living.
我们在这里读到，说那浪子就任意放荡，浪费资财。耗尽了一切所有的。
No doubt he had a good time and had lots of fun.
他可能在个时间很快乐，也 有很多的欢乐。
Sin is pleasurable.
好像罪对他来讲好像很享受一样。
But the pleasures of sin are fleeting.
但是我们知道罪所带来任何的喜乐都是暂时的。
In the economy of the scripture, the true valuables last the longest.
在圣经里面的价值观来讲，说最有价值的就是存得最久的。
The sinful pleasure of the far country are never worth what they cost.
所以他在远方那里所放荡和所享有的这些最终的喜乐都不值得他花出去的代价。
Because they are only temporary.
因为他所有的快乐都是暂时的。
Foolishness may interest you for a while, but it won't last.
所以人的无知可能使你自己有一时的兴趣，但却不能够坚持下去。
Greed may thrill you for a while, but it won't last.
虽然你的人的贪心或者贪财可能也是一时的捉住你，但它最终的结局也不是存久的。
Immorality may gratify you for a while, but it won't last.
但同样，你自己可能也享有很有得多这些名声地位人的虚荣，但是也是暂时的。
The nightlife might excite you for a while, but it won't last.
所以这个晚上的生活，夜间的生活，对你来讲也是一时的兴奋。但它也是存留不久的。
Strong drink may stimulate you for a while, but it won't last.
虽然喝的浓酒可能一时的使你兴奋，但是它的结局也是短暂的。
Ungodly companions may please you for a while, but it won't last.
而这些不敬畏神的朋友可能一时也使你快乐，但是他们的友谊也是短暂的。
Worldly pleasures may satisfy you for a while, but it won't last.
世界里面所能给你的快乐也都是暂时的。
In the first book of the Bible, Genesis, we read that God created the first man, Adam, and the first woman, Eve.
在圣经的第一卷书《创世纪》，我们读到神创造了第一个男人亚当和第一个女人夏娃。
And they had wonderful communion and fellowship.With God,
他们与神之间有非常甜美的交通。
But when Adam and Eve decided to disobey God by eating the fruit of the forbidden tree, sin entered into humanity for the first time.
但是当亚当和夏娃违背了神的命令吃了神所禁止的果子，罪就进入到整个人类。
And from that time, sin has become an unwelcome heritage to all humankind.
所以对全人类来讲，罪就成为我们每一个不想继承的这个罪性都存留下来。
The Bible gives us a very clear revelation of the sinful heart, human heart.
而圣经非常清楚地让我们点明出人这诡诈的心。
We are told the human heart is most deceitful and desperately wicked.
因为人心是诡诈却恶到极点。
Jeremiah 17:9
是耶利米书十七章九节。
We are told the heart loves evil. Psalm 52:3
诗篇五十二篇三节说到。人心都是偏向邪恶。
We are told that the heart is wayward. Jeremiah 3:22.
耶利米书三章二十二节又说，人心是偏行己路的。
We are told that the heart is spiritually blind. Romans 1:21.
在罗马书一章二十一节又说，人的心在是属灵上是瞎眼的。
We are told in Ecclesiastes 7:26 that the heart is malicious.
而在这个传道书又告诉我们，这个人心是恶极的。
In Romans 7:8 we are told it is covetous.
在罗马书八章又说我们人的心是贪婪的。
In Proverbs 12:23 we are told it is foolish.
之后啊，在箴言二十二章二十三节又说，人的心是无知的。
In John 13:2, we are told it's diabolical, which means it's devilish or satanic.
我们又看见说那个《约翰福音》说到，乃是我们的人的心，乃是像啊偏像那个啊鬼魔的心一样的，倾向邪恶。
Indeed, what an ugly picture of the human heart.
我们看见人的心，这描述的人心是何等的啊，何等的。和肮脏和可怕。
The reason why the human heart is so vile and filthy is because of sin.
人的心为什么会这样的污秽啊，这么的邪恶呢？是因为罪。
Romans 3:23 tells us, "For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God."
罗马书三章二十三节都讲到，人人都犯了罪，都亏缺了神的荣耀。
And includes everybody from the king and president and queen to the lowest person in humanity.
而人人包括了，就是做皇帝的、做女皇的、做总统的、做总理的，直到地上啊这个最低微的人，都包括在里面。
In Matthew 15 verses 18 to 20, we read these words.
在马太福音
，Matthew 15,
十五章十八节到二十节。
For from the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, all other sexual immorality, theft, lying, and slander.
20, 15, 18 to 20, 15.
Matthew
15? Yeah. 18 to 20. 因为在马太福音15章从18节到20节说，唯独出口的是从心里发出来的，这才污秽人。因为从心里发出来的有恶念、凶杀、奸淫、苟合、偷盗、妄政、绑渡，这都是污秽人的。
How can I have a clean heart? You may say.
你可能又问，那我怎么样才能有清洁的心呢？
Can I go to a surgeon and have a heart transplant?
我可以去找一个专科，然后跟我换换一个新的心脏吗？
No, that does not work.
这样是不行的。
Millions of people around the world have had heart transplants.
全世界成千上万的人都能做了啊心脏的移术的手术。
And they are still in the same filthy, vile condition.
但他们的心还是同样的污秽。同样的苦毒。
Only God can give you and me a new heart.
只有神才能够赐给你和我一个全新的心。
In Ezekiel chapter 11 verse 19, we read, "And I will give them one heart, and I will put a new spirit within you, and I will take the stony heart out of your flesh." And will give them a heart of flesh.
所以在以西结书十一章然后十九节那里，神说，我又使他们有合一的心，也又将心灵放在他们里面，又从他们肉体中除掉石心，赐给他们肉心。
The prodigal son eventually discoveredthe deliverance that redeems the life of sin.
这浪子最终发现了是什么才能够真正的拯救他脱离罪的捆绑。
Verses 17 to 19 of the passage we read together, but when he came to himself, he said, "How many of my father's hired servants have more than enough bread, but I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and I'll say to him, Father,I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Treat me as one of your hired servants."
就像我们在路加福音十五章十七节到十九节读到的，他醒悟过来就说，我父亲有多少的雇工，口粮有余，我倒在这里饿什么？我又起来到我父亲那里去，向他说，父亲，我得罪了天， 又得罪了你。从今以后，我不配称为你的儿子，把我当作一个故宫吧。
The last time the prodigal son saw his father, he demanded his inheritance.
上一次，当他这浪子跟父亲在一起的时候，乃是向父亲讨要他的产业。
Now he would beg for a job.
但是现在他却回来恳求父亲给他一份工作。
Life caught up with him and stripped him of his pride.
因为生命中的难处越过了他，将他一切的骄傲都夺去了。
Working in the pigsty couldn't save or fix the situation that he was in.
他在这个田里放猪，却不能够解决他所面对生活中的难处。
He needed to go home.
他知道自己必须回家。
He needed the deliverance that redeems the life of sin.
因为他需要的拯救乃是能够救他脱离罪的捆绑。
When Adam and Eve sinned in the Garden of Eden,
当亚当和夏娃在伊甸园犯罪的时候，
Not only did sin enter humanity for the first time,
不只是罪就从他们第一次进到人类。
The communion and fellowship between a holy God and man was cut off.
但是连人与神之间圣洁的交往也就断去了。
Because a holy God could not continue to have communion with sinful man.
因为圣洁的神不能够维持与罪人同样的交通。
As a result of Adam's sin, the whole of humanity is affected by sin.
所以因着亚当的犯罪，所以全人类都受了罪的影响。
Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God."
所以罗马书3:23节说到，人人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
And the price we have to pay for sin is death.
而罪的工价乃是死。
The wages of sin is death, we are told in Romans 6:23.
就是罗马书6:23节说到罪的工价就是死。
A few weeks ago, we observed Good Friday and celebrated Easter Sunday.
在几周之前，我们就一同的庆祝了这个复活节的星期五和星期一这个节日。
As we observed Good Friday, we were reminded afreshof this great love that God had for you and for me.
当我们在一起过这个复活节的时候，我们都在一起的回想思念神所赐给我们的恩典和爱。
He was willing to send his only begotten son, our Lord Jesus Christ, to die as a criminal on that cross.
因为神既甘愿差遣他的独生爱子，我们的主耶稣基督被钉在十字架上与罪人同列。
Our Lord Jesus Christ took upon his innocent holy body all your sins and mine as he was crucified on that cross.
当我们的主耶稣被钉在十字架上，他本来是无罪的，却背负了你和我的罪。
The Bible says in John 3:16,
圣经的约翰福音3:16告诉我们，
God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，就防信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
Friends, the cross was Jesus running after us.
亲爱的朋友，耶稣乃是背着十字架来寻找我们。
Jesus taking upon himself our shame.
耶稣亲身的担当我们一切的罪和审判。
He was beaten, spat upon, and mocked.
他被鞭打，他被吐唾沫。
Nails in his hands and feet.
又有手和脚上都有钉痕。
It is so painful that men who are crucified would weep and vomit and urinate all over themselves.
我们知道他所经历的痛苦， 曾经那些被钉十字架的人都会在那里的呕吐和在那里的这个因失水而晕过去。
The Romans would crucify people in them in naked in public places like a mall where lots and lots of people will be passing by.
而当罗马把人钉十字架的时候，都是在一个公开的地方是他们赤身裸体的把他们钉在十字架上的。
Friends, this was Jesus bearing your sin and shame.
而朋友，因这只是耶稣在背负着你的罪和我的罪。
Do you understand what the cross is?
你认识这十字架吗？的意义吗？
It is Jesus taking the place for your rebellion and wayward living.
那是耶稣取替了你这叛逆的生活和你这个罪恶的这个你的罪恶。
The cross for many people in our culture is just a decoration.
在西方的这传统里面，这个十字架常常只是一个装饰而已。
A symbol of their faith.
或者用来表达他们的信心。
But the cross is everything.
但是十字架却是包括了一切。
It's God bringing you back.
那是神和将你挽回。
The cross is not a decoration, but it's a declaration.
因为十字架不是一个装饰，乃是一个宣告。
It's a declaration that though you and I deserve condemnation because of our sins, Jesus took it in our place and offers us restored intimacy of sonship.
因为这十字架乃是一个宣告，宣告主耶稣基督他亲自了背负了我们的罪和审判，而使我们能够与神和好，进入那个亲密之间的交通。
But we must choose to receive it.
但是我们自己必须选择来接受他的救恩。
Jesus not only died for your sins and mine, but he rose again from the grave on the third day, and on Easter Sunday, we were reminded.Of this fact.
所以耶稣不只是为我们被钉十字架且死了埋葬了，他也是从死里复活了，所以在复活节的星期五和星期天的时候，我们就纪念了主耶稣从死里的复活。
Jesus rose from the grave and is alive today.
耶稣从死里复活，今天他永远活着。
The resurrection was Jesus making all things New.
耶稣借着他的复活使一切都成为新的。
It was where Jesus took the garments of our sin and put them away in the grave.
耶稣把我们身上这个罪污的衣服把它脱下来放到坟墓里去。
And clothed us in the robe of his righteousness.
而又将他自己的义袍披在我们的身上。
The resurrection is where he gave us the ring of a new life.
这因基督的复活，他又将这赐生命那个戒指赐给我们。
Authority to overcome sin and corruption.
赐给我们能力，能够胜过败坏和罪。
Authority and ability to put your family back together.
赐给我们这个能力和机会，能够使家庭重新和好。
To escape the curse over your life and make all things new.
使我们能够逃避生活中因罪所有的咒诅而能够活出新的生活。
He put on our feet the sandals of our privileged position with the Father.
他又赐给我们穿在脚上的鞋，使我们能够恢复我们在神面前的地位。
So we can boldly come into his presence and call him Abba Father.
使我们能够坦然无惧地来到父的面前，称他为我们的阿爸父神。
The sacrifice of Christ and his blood brought salvation for all people.
耶稣基督他的死他的流血那是将救恩带给了每一个人。
But it is effective only to those who come home to him.
但是他这个救恩的功用 只能是在愿意回到他这里来的身上发生作用。
To those who believe in Christ and receive Him as His or her personal Savior.
凡接受耶稣成为他个人的救主和生命的主的人。
Many of us here have already done that.
在我们当中已经有许多的人这样的接受了耶稣。
At some stage in our life, we invited Jesus into our life.
因为在我们人生的经历中，有那一刻我们接受耶稣到我们心里。
And since then, our sins have been washed away.
而从那一刻起，我们的罪都得赦免、洗净。
And we have experienced new life.
我们都经历了新的生命。
And have become sons and daughters of the living God.
又成为了永生神的儿女。
There may be some here this morning who are still wandering in your sinful, wayward ways.
但在我们今天早上，在我们当中，可能也有一些还没有相信接受耶稣，还曾经像浪子一样的在世上流荡的人。
You can come back home to your Father God this morning.
今天早上，你可以回到你天父的身边来。
If you come home to God today,
你若是今天愿意回到神这里来，
you do not have to worry or wonder about how God will respond.
你不用担心神会不会愿意接纳你。
The elder brother had an attitude when the prodigal son returned.
我们读到这比喻里面的大儿子，他很生气，因着浪子回来而很生气。
But not the loving father.
但父亲却一点都不生气。
Verses 20 to 24 says again, And he rose and came to the father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and felt compassion and ran and embraced him and kissed him. And the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. But the father said to his servants,Bring quickly the best robe and put it on him and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet and bring the fatted calf and kill it. Let us eat and celebrate. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to celebrate.
所以在路加福音十五章，我们从二十节到二十四节的时候，我们又读到，于是这浪子往他父亲那里去，相离还远，父亲看见就动了慈心，跑去抱着他的颈项，连连与他亲嘴。儿子说，父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你，从今以后我不配称为你的儿子。父亲却吩咐仆人说，把那上好的袍子快拿出来给他穿，把戒指戴在他的指头上，把鞋穿在他的脚上，把那肥牛犊牵来宰了，我们可以吃喝快乐，因为我这个儿子是死而复活，是又得的，你要他们就快乐起来。
The heart of God celebrates when any prodigal comes home to Him.
因为在神的心，凡每一个浪子回到家中，神都是大大的来庆祝。
When the prodigal son came home, he found in his father's house the things he was looking for in that far-off country.
当浪子回到父亲家里的时候，他就发现了他在远方所没有得到的那一切。
The father put the best robe on him.
父亲把上好的袍子披在他身上。
The father put a ring on his finger.
父亲又把戒指戴在他指头上。
The father put shoes on his feet.
把鞋穿在他脚上。
The father killed the fatted calf.
又宰了肥牛犊。
The father threw a great big party to celebrate his return.
这父亲就在为他办了一个宴席，与他一同来庆祝。
And the father went into the field to plead with the elder brother to join in the party.
父亲又到田里去找，去到外面去找他的大儿子，邀请他进来参加他的庆祝。
Friends, remember God alone has everything that your soul needs.
亲爱的朋友，你要知道你生命中所需要的一切神都已经为你预备了。
God alone has everything that your spirit craves.
你的心里面所渴慕的，神都有。
God alone has everything that your heart desires.
神也拥有你心中一切所爱慕的。
God alone has everything that your mind imagines.
而你思想中所想象的一切，神都是拥有的。
God alone has everything that your strength pursues.
神拥有你一切凭着自己力量想要去得着的。
In John 10 and verse 10, Jesus said, "The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they might have life and have it abundantly."
在约翰福音十章十节，主耶稣说道：“盗贼来，无非又偷窃、杀害、毁坏。我来了，是要救羊得生命。”并且得者更丰盛。
Friends, God loves you even when you rejected Him and broke His heart.
是亲爱的朋友，当你拒绝神，又使神的心破碎的时候，神还是照样的爱你，不拒绝你。
Before you repented, before you wanted to come back to Him, God set His love on you.
在你还没有向他认罪悔改。回到他这里来之前，神就已经爱你了。
And he has never stopped loving you.
他对你的爱是永不止息的。
God loves you as you wander in darkness.
当你还在黑暗中摸索的时候，神就已经爱你。
The Bible says there is pleasure in sin for a season.
圣经告诉我们，最终之乐乃是一时而已。
It begins in fun, but it ends in darkness.
它是开始是喜乐的，但它的结局却是黑暗。
There may be some here this morning wandering in darkness.
或许今早在我们当中，有些人还在黑暗中摸索。
Maybe it's the darkness and pain of sexual sin.
或者你在黑暗里的摸索，乃是落在这个事情的捆绑之下。
Maybe you are in a pigsty of broken relationships.
或者你在井里喂猪，因此你关系的破碎。
Or you are lost your family.
或者你失去了你的家庭。
Or you are in debt.
或者你是负债累累。
Or the darkness of a secret sin you have never confessed that is eating you away.
或者你心中隐藏了一个罪，你从不愿意悔改的。却一点一点的这样在游览你。
Or the path you chose promised so much, but it hasn't led where it promised.
或者你所拣选的这个道路追求，但是它所带给你的却太少了。
Maybe that's where you are this morning.
或者这就是你今天早上的光景情形。
In that far country.
你是在一个远处的地方。
Pause for a moment and remember.The never stopping, never giving up love of our Heavenly Father.
你要暂停下来，思想我们的天父对你的爱是永不止息的。
Remember that God loves you during all of this and wants to bring you back.
你要思想，在你这一切的痛苦当中，神都是爱你，而且愿意将你挽回。
And this morning you can come back.To the Father.
而今早你就可以回到你天父的身边来。
In the story of the prodigal, it looks like the son is the one who is deciding to come back.
在这浪子比喻里面，我们读起来好像是浪子自己决定又回家的。
But this is the third story that Jesus told in a row about finding something lost.
但是我们知道，在罗马书，在路加福音十五章这里，乃是耶稣说了三个比喻，都关于寻找的、找寻的比喻。
First, Jesus tells about a lost sheep in Luke 15:1-7.
在第一节到七节，耶稣告诉我们的比喻，乃是找寻迷失的羊。
A guy had 100 sheep and one was lost.
有一个人有100只羊，却有一只丢失了。
He did not rejoice in the 99 that he had, but went out to seek the lost sheep until it was found.
他不会因为有99只，存留99只而欢喜快乐，乃是留下那99只去寻找那只失去的羊。
Then Jesus tells the story about the lost coin in verses 8 to 10.
之后在八节到十节，耶稣又讲了一个啊丢失银钱的比喻。
A woman had 10 coins and lost one somewhere in the house.
有一个妇人有十块钱，却失落了一块。
She was not happy with the 9 coins she had, but instead searched the whole house thoroughly until she found the missing coin.
这妇人不因为还留下九块而欢喜满足，乃是点上灯，打扫屋子，细细的找，直到找到那失去的钱。
But the climax of the 3 stories that Jesus told was the last one, the story of the prodigal.
但是只有耶稣所说的第三个比喻，就是浪子的比喻，才将他这个比喻带到至高点。
If you are anxious to find lost money or lost sheep, you are desperate to find a lost child.
所以如果你会因此失了羊和失了钱而非常的紧张而去寻找，那么何况且是失去失散一个儿子呢？不是更加的迫切吗？
You often hear of children missing when their parents take them to supermarket or in the park, they disappear and have gone.
你或者也听过 人曾经说过，有些孩子跟父母去这个商场或者去这个公园的时候，结果这个孩子就走迷了。
How desperate a parent is when the child goes missing.
而当父母知道孩子这个丢失的时候，心里是何等的紧张，何等的忧愁。
Can you feel the desperation God feels for a lost one?
你能够感觉到神着急的心在寻找你这失落的人吗？
You don't see that it illustrated as much in this story, but Jesus, in the previous story, the father is the one who is seeking.
而又在失钱的比喻那里，我们能看见乃是神在那里细细的寻找。
The father recognized his son while he was far away, the Bible tells us.
当他儿子离父亲还远的时候，父亲就认出他来，跑过去。
Obviously, the father must have been on a daily lookout for the return of his son.
这里告诉我们，父亲有可能是天天都在那里盼望着、等待着儿子的回来。
When we look at the cross and see Jesus hanging there and taking on his body your sins and my sins and the sins of the world,
当我们看见耶稣被钉在十字架上，亲身背负了你的罪、我的罪和全世界人的罪。
We can truly say that God is the true prodigal.
我们能够说，神才是真正那个流浪的。
He is the one who spent and gave everything until he had nothing left.
因为神是在那里分割他所有的资财，直到他找寻你这失落的人。
Friends, do you know who ran to you?
亲爱的朋友，你知道是谁向你奔跑过来吗？
Do you know who gave it all up for you?
你知道是谁为你放弃了一切吗？
Do you know who can forgive you and remove all your sins?
你知道是谁能够赦免你又除去你一切的罪吗？
And who now offers to clothe you in power and grace?
而今天神在这里邀请你，愿意将他的用恩典和公义的袍赐给你。
John 5:24 says, Truly, truly, I say to you, He who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has eternal life.
在约翰福音5:25，耶稣说，我实实在在的告诉你们，时候将到，现在就是了。此人又听见神儿子的声音，听见的人就又活了。
Jesus says in Matthew 11:28, Come to me all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light.
耶稣又在马太福音十一章，在二十八节到三十节说道：凡劳苦当重担的人，可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息，并为我，因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
The cross and the resurrection means that there are none of us who are beyond the reach of God's grace.
基督的十字架和他的复活告诉我们，我们当中没有人是在他拯救能力之外的。
No sin is too wicked.
没有任何罪是恶到不能得赦免的。
No country too far.
没有一个国家是太远神找不到的。
No recklessness too severe.
没有任何的苦毒是神不能够赦免的、饶恕的。
No shame too great.
没有任何的羞耻是大到神不能赦免的。
No corruption too advanced.
没有任何的败坏是不能得拯救的。
No pigsty too filthy.
没有任何的猪棚是太污秽的。
He is able to save to the uttermost all those who come to God through him.
因为凡到耶稣这里来的人，他都能够拯救到底。
The cross and the resurrection means that your history does not have to be has to determine your identity.
所以基督的十字架和他的复活告诉我们，我们过去的历史并不会影响到我们的身份。
Your future is not defined by your past mistakes.
你的将来不会因为你过去的失败而受影响。
But by the promises of God.
那因为这一切只在乎神所赐给你的应许。
A God who makes all things new and clothes you with power.
因为神又使你一切都更新而又赐给你能力。
The cross and the resurrection means there's nothing you could do that would make God love you more.
而且基督的十字架和他的复活也告诉我们，我们不可能凭自己的任何行为使神爱我们更多一点。
Nothing you have done that makes him love you less.
但是你所做的一切也不能够使神爱你少一点。
It's a gift you simply receive.
神的爱是恩赐，你只有接受就好。
And just as the prodigal son returned back to his father and asked for forgiveness,
就如是浪子回到家父亲这里求父亲的饶恕
，and was restored,
而他又被恢复。
You too could come to God this morning.
你今早也能够到父这里来。
Confess that you are a sinner.
承认你是一个罪人。
Repent from your sinful ways.
从你的罪的行为上悔改。
And with a thankful heart accept the free gift that he is offering to you.
而带着一个感激的心来接纳神所赐给你这白白的恩赐救恩。
If you do that, you can have all the wild sinful heart restored.
你若是这样，你就能够将那苦毒的心完全的得医治。
You could be cleansed by the power and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ.
因着基督宝血的功效，你能够被洗得洁净。
You could be clothed with the robes of righteousness.
你也又穿上基督所赐给你的义袍。
You can have the ring of a new life, indeed eternal life.
而你能够得着这个戒指，代表着赐给你新生命的权利。
You can have sandals on your feet.
你脚上能够穿鞋。
And become sons and daughters of the living God.
成为永生神的儿女。
And that will entitle you to come into His holy presence and call Him Abba Father.
这就能够赐予你这个权利，能够到神面前来称他为你的阿爸父神。
Let's bow our heads.
让我们低头祷告。
We do not want to close this service because there may be some here who needs to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior.
我若是当中还有人愿意来接受主耶稣基督成为你的救主， 那么我们这个聚会就还没有结束。
God is waiting patiently for you.
因为神现今是很有忍耐的，在这里等候着你。
He says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock."
主耶稣说：“看啊，我站在门外，正在敲门。
If anyone hears my voice and opens the door,
若有人听见我的声音，又把门打开。
I will come in to him and dine with him, and he with me.
我愿意进来与你同坐，一同同宴席。
Friends, would you come and accept him as your Lord and Savior this morning?
亲爱的朋友，你愿意今早到耶稣这里来接受他成为你的救主，你生命的主吗？
Don't put it off.
你不要推迟。
Don't say till you are married.Or when you have graduated, or when you become retired or old, but now.
不要为自己找借口，说等读书毕业以后，或者成家以后，或者在将来，乃是应该是现在就来。
The Bible says, "Behold, now is the accepted time; now is the day of salvation."
圣经说，今天就是蒙悦纳的日子。今天是蒙悦接待的日子，喜乐的日子。
We cannot guarantee that we will be around for another day.
因为今天就是救恩的日子，我们不能够保证我们还有明天。
And if you like to come to him and accept him as your Lord and Savior,
而你若是愿意来接受他成为你的救主和主。
While no one is looking around, can you raise your right hand up so that we can pray for you?
当众人都闭上眼睛。你可以把你的右手举起来。
Anyone here?
我们又为你祷告。
Anyone wanting to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior this morning?
在我们当中，有谁愿意今早来接受耶稣成为你的救主吗？你若愿意，你可以把右手举起来。
God gave heaven's best for you.
神将天上最好的福分都赐给你。
And like the prodigal father, son.He's waiting for the return of his son.
而像这浪子的父亲一样，神在这里等候着你回来。
Will you come to him and accept him as your Lord and Savior this morning?
你愿意今早就到他这里来，接受耶稣成为你的救主和生命的主吗？
Anyone would like to do so, raise your hands before we close in prayer.
您若愿意，把手举起来，我们为你祷告。
Father God, we just want to thank you and praise you for this time together.
神，我们的天父，我们也感谢你赐给我们在一起的这一段时间。
Thank you for the privilege that you have given to us to worship you.
我们感谢你赐给我们这样的机会，能够使我们来敬拜你。
We thank you for every remembrance of our risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ this morning.
我们感谢你赐给我们今早这个时刻，能够来纪念我们的主耶稣基督和他的复活。
Father, we just want to ask that if there's any in our midst who do not know you as your Lord and Savior,
天父，我们愿意在我们当中，在还不认识你的人为他们祷告。
We pray that you will give them no peace till they come and find peace in you.
主啊，我们祷告，愿你不要赐给他们心中的平安，直到他们到你这里来找着平安。
Thank you once again for your presence, dear Lord.
主，我们再一次感谢你与我们同在。
Continue to use us for the extension of your kingdom.
求你继续的使用我们来扩张你的国度。
And help us those who have not made a decision for you. Our time is short.
帮助我们，因为现今的时候已经是何等的短少，这样帮助那些还没有决心接受你的人，能够快点的接受你。
We ask this in Jesus' worthy and precious name.
我们今天的祷告，奉主耶稣基督宝贝的名，阿门。
Thank you.